Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 30th of December. Very funny, Andrew Marnell yesterday on Twitter put in, when I said Christmas throws me out what day it is, he said it's like that every day. Yes, I know. I've got stuff on. Every day just melds into one when you do the same thing all the time. We got the C word coming out today. Sorry, guys. I've been asked to recap the story. I mean, I think you've all got your favourite stories. I think a lot of people enjoyed the kick the door in, which I might revisit. But just a little bit further back, this isn't too long ago. This was only about 3 months ago. I think it was end of August, early September. Sam wasn't back yet. I was having some... the horse racing guy I was telling you about yesterday with the bag... His wife had come over from Thailand. She lived in Thailand. Hadn't seen her kid for 6 months. Him and his kid had been here. She'd been in Thailand, got stuck in the lockdown. She'd come back and she loves my cooking. And I invited them round for dinner when Sam was away. So I was a bit pressed for time. Can't remember the exact circumstances now, but I'd needed to go. She loves lamb chops. So I was going to get some rack of lambs. Couldn't get them from the butchers. So I thought I'll pop up to John Lewis in the food hall. They always have them there. I'll get some there, which is exactly what I did. And I hadn't been out hardly at all. Don't think I'd been shopping, certainly, because I just had deliveries, with the sort of face mask regime and what you had to do. So I pulled up at John Lewis, where I normally park. It's funny, you go to shopping centres, you always park in the same place, or I do. So I pulled up where I normally park, and that takes you then into a door that you can go into John Lewis and down to the food hall. And I walked out the car park, and there's some barricades up, and a woman stood there. There's a couple in front of me, and the woman's basically explaining that you can't go in that door anymore, it's an exit only. And we have to follow these. They had some social distancing yellow marks on the floor. You had to follow those round to another entrance. So this couple in front, I've sort of, they're a bit, were there already. I'm walking up. This woman's explaining. I can hear her from where I am. And the woman of this couple starts having to go, oh, this is fucking ridiculous. You know, what's going on? Why can't we just go in that door? And I thought, here we go. Fucking got one here, haven't we? You know, my view with things like that is the woman whose job it is, you know, she's joined John Lewis Partnership. I don't think her day was... I've got affinity to that because that's where I started. My first ever job was in Waitrose when I was a kid in the frozen department. I used to slash the boxes. You used to give you like a little Stanley knife to open the boxes. So we used to stand there with a... I can't remember what those pens are called. China graph pen. You used to go down, look at the old frozen counter. Say, right, you needed 4 bags of peas, 8 packs of fish fingers, whatever. Go back up to the freezer and you had a little Stanley knife. You cut it open, load your thing up, bring it down. I'll tell you the truth. I used to always cut the choc ice ones a little bit deeper so you'd slit a packet. Couldn't go on the shelf. Then they had to be eaten. I had a little affinity to choc ices. Any old Bill will be round. Did you eat choc ices? You shouldn't have done. So I got a bit of an affinity with old John Lewis at my first job. So this woman's given us some stick. I thought, out of order, the woman's, you know, she didn't join that firm thinking I'm going to be stood at a door showing people around. Give her a break. So she sort of pointed us and said, you've got to go around here. So we're now, by the time I've got there, just to catch exactly what she's saying, we're almost a three. I've bumped, almost got up behind these two people. And she's fucking horrific. The biggest thing I can remember about her is the orange skin. And I think I said in the podcast then, anybody, I've never ever seen anybody on the planet look good with fake tan. Look at that flipping, the president of the fucking United States for a start. He's one, isn't he? They just look horrendous. And she looked horrific. She had white tracksuit bottoms. And I remember that, some sort of top. It was like, not on a cold day. She had like a t-shirt, strappy t-shirt thing. And her skin was orange. Horrific accent. Essex, absolutely horrific. I think I said in that podcast we should just fucking blow the Dartford crossing up, not let them out. So we're now walking round following these yellow dots, and I've dropped back so that I'm social distance from it, and she's moaning all the way, fucking this and fucking that. We've gone round the corner, and I'm just thinking to myself, how do you fucking live with that? You know, you do form opinions of people like to play. How do you fucking live with this every day? This would drive me mad. So We come around the corner. Now, walking along about 50 yards, there's another door. There's a woman outside and some a hand sanitizer station. So we walk up there. Woman's really pleasant. Morning, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Could you just sanitize your hands and put your face coverings on, please? That was pretty much her exact words. So instantly, old fucking orange head has gone... I ain't wearing no fucking face masks. I'm not wearing no face coverings. Fucking ridiculous, all this. Just want to go and do some shopping. I ain't wearing no face masks. And of course, it's not a law, it's just guidance. So this woman's just stood there, the John Lewis woman. I felt really sorry for her. And I've just gone up, you know, sort of rolled my eyes, sanitised my hands, put my mask on, gone in. And you go in, and it was a little lobby bit where you could go into the main store, sort of the furniture area, and there's two lifts. And they got dots on the lifts, and you stand and take a lift. And I think it's like one household per lift, so they could go in one and I could go in one. There's no lifts there, doors are shut. So we've sort of stood on these dots, and she's carrying on at the bloke. This is fucking ridiculous. No one's telling me what to do. I don't give a fuck. I'm not wearing any face masks. And in my head, I thought, that's because you're a cunt. But as I said in the pod, gospel truth, I didn't just think it. I said it out loud. I stood in this little lobby, and you know when there's just two in, it just sounded sort of almost amplified and echoey. I went, she was like, I'm not fucking wearing any... And out of my mouth went, just, that was the only words. That's because you're a cunt. With that, he's turned and said to me, what did you just say? And I thought, oh, fucking hell, Ian. And I am somebody, I do stand my ground, and I always speak my mind, and I can't bear people who talk about people behind their backs. It's one of the big things. I've got a real thing about it. If you've got something to say it to the person. You know, it's like that with people trolling on the internet, and that, you know, they're happy just chipping away at you, but they don't say it to you ever because they've got no bollocks about them. So I did obviously didn't want to say this at that time to that guy. I wasn't talking about him behind his back. I was just thinking, that's because you're a cunt, and it came out. So he's turned to me, said, what do you say? And I had a split decision. I had a split second. I thought, I can't say I didn't say it because it was as clear as day that I said it. So I thought, I've just got to double down with this. So I said, she's a cunt, listening to you go on this, that, and the other. And genuinely in my head, I don't think I said this, but in my head I was thinking, I'm going to have to, like, if you want to disable somebody, punch him in the throat. I thought, this, he was a bit bigger than me, give him one of them. But I think he was so shocked, the lift came, I just sort of went, you can't, you're fucking having a go at two members of staff doing their job. Lift came, I jumped in the lift, and I thought, oh, thank God for that. And I'm not lying, my heart was absolutely pounding in my chest. It was absolutely, I just thought, I don't know how I get out of this. But I know a few of you like that story. It was at the time I got my bits, and I got in the car. And I think I text Suggsy or somebody in the shop, and I text myself, just called somebody cunt in broad daylight. I don't know, but I just I did find it funny. I was chuckling to myself on the way home. I thought, the guys all love this. That's gospel truth. So there you go. Those little even every time I think Kev Kelly sent me a picture of the two lifts, I did have to go up there before Christmas, and I went again and exactly the same in the same door and stood on the same spot. And you just look and think, oh dear. So there you go. That was another little fine story of 2020. There are morons. She was an absolute moron. There's a load of fucking morons about, isn't there? There really is. The one thing with all this COVID and the masks, and I get it. I mean, I don't listen to the news anymore. I genuinely can't bear. I can't bear Matt the Cock. Every time Boris opens his mouth, he tells lies. I know there's big Boris fans in FTS. You're welcome to it. I just think they're all self-serving, in it for themselves and their muckers. And I think they're disgusting people, I'll be honest. I think, and we're going to spend millions and millions, if not billions, into inquiries in how this is all handled and all that. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying the rights and wrongs. That's not, you know, I've got views on things. But I just go to the ONS website once a week, pretty much, and grab the spreadsheets and have a look. And the sort of staggering thing over time is sort of 40 and under, the number of deaths and things, you know, people under 40 do die, by the way. You know, they don't just die of COVID, they do die. The number of deaths is so small, and it is deaths with COVID on the death certificate. So if you happen to get hit by a bus and die, but you've got COVID, that would go on those stats, which I find a bit bizarre. But the one thing that, with all of it, and I think generally as a nation, we have been pretty compliant. You know, I do think when Cummings does what he does and that, it makes, undermines everything. But I think as a nation, we've been, you know, pretty compliant. And there's many people who don't think, you know, think the whole thing's a hoax, which is obviously fucking nonsense and you can't really have a brain. But the one thing with all of it, I do struggle with people, is sort of people saying it's not affecting anybody, we're not doing this. Not the reason is because we have been compliant. The problem would be if we're not compliant and we just all went about our daily lives, what effect would that have? That's the thing, that's the unknown. That's the bit that, how many, what would these numbers be like? You know, yesterday 50,000 people. If we were just doing exactly what we wanted, what would those numbers be like then? And I think that's where people get drawn down when they try to compare it to flu and things like that. The reason the numbers are what they are is because we are doing, as a nation, forget what Boris tells us, as a nation, we're pretty much doing sensible things, what we want to do. You're always going to get your idiots. It isn't flu. It's going to become a flu-like thing when we have a vaccine. It's not going to go away. There's not going to be any of this miracle disappear. It will carry on, and it's something we're going to have to learn to live with and find a way. Nobody's really presented, you know, when they all say just let us get on with our life, nobody's really presented an option of how we go about doing that and protect the vulnerable and the elderly and people that need it. And I'm certain that could have been done better. That's the bit I think that just has been totally neglected. I do think that we could have had, for younger people certainly, a different year, certainly a different last 4 or 5 months, if more attention had been paid to that, how, rather than just wasting them. Look at the money we've wasted, 12 billion track and trace, millions, 200 million was it on Turkish PPE, not fit for the job. I just know that we could have done a much better job. I could have done a better job, genuinely, in getting people to, younger people in particular, to live some sort of life. If you're not going to be in contact with anybody over 70 at all, and there's no risk of it, and you know, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm sure there's things that could have been done. But yeah, the there's just, I saw a great tweet yesterday. Somebody put, if you go on when the BBC or Sky tweet something and read the replies, and that's what I tend to do. I like Trump, I don't follow Trump. I read the replies to what he puts, because you just see some fucking morons. That's what you see, absolute morons. And I just think, you know, if intelligent life elsewhere invaded this planet and one of their first discoveries was Twitter, I can't talk about Facebook because I'm not on it, was Twitter, I think they'd just fucking nuke the planet and fuck off and leave us, because we're absolute fucking morons. Anyway, that's enough of that. Yeah, so there, be careful in what you're doing when you're stood in lifts in shops, because I might be there. Right, Fussball wife, Jeff, bless him. Jeff, see, it's funny how you find things funny. Jeff, I found it really funny when he kept tweeting Liverpool haven't won the championship since the offside rule was introduced. Obviously, they did go and win it, admittedly. But now he's turned on to, if United, whenever United got their last minute goal last night, I didn't watch it, but they scored late, get their last minute goal and win. If they win every game, apparently they'll win the league. I haven't checked it, but I know Jeff's an unscrupulous person, so I'm certain that a scrupulous person, is it unscrupulous or scrupulous? Why are you, Jeff? Are you scrupulous or unscrupulous? I don't know. He's a man of honour, let's say that. I know Jeff is a man of honour, and if he's saying it, it must be true, that if United win every game, which of course they won't, they will be league champions. I can tell you now that only one team will be league champions. Unfortunately, it will be Liverpool again. You can mark it down now. I've said it on the 30th of December. Liverpool will win the league. It is another asterisk league. I think it's all getting completely ridiculous. I totally agree. I think Lee Stanerland yesterday said just call it all off. I think we should just call it all off. I think we should just play the football and offer just cash prizes for the teams that win, so that we've got something to watch and enjoy and do it safely. But the tournament as a thing is an absolute farce now. We've changed the handball rule halfway through. We've got teams cancelling games with 4 hours to go. If somebody's telling me that Man City, of all the teams, I could understand if it was maybe Burnley or Sheffield United, but Man City haven't got 14 fit players, which is what the rules say. I think the whole thing is an absolute nonsense, the way we're running football. I genuinely do. I'm being serious. I think it's ridiculous changing rules halfway through. Teams being able to cancel like that, I find it absolute nonsense. The whole thing's a farce. Call it off. Just let them play the games. Give them cash bonuses for win. If you win this game, you get £1 million. So we've got something to watch and bet on with a bit of competition, and cancel. Just wait. Let's resume league titles when all this is behind us, and we can actually get fans. Some teams having fans in, some teams not. That's another nonsense. You can have 2,000 in, you can't. It's ridiculous. Absolute no integrity. It's a farce. There you go. So it probably will be Liverpool, and it'll be back-to-back asterisks. That's what it'll be. And then when all of it's done, proper teams will win the league again. There you go. Oh, I've upset them now. Never getting away from it, boys. It is an asterisk. Right, what have I got for you today? There's no horses. I think we're going to have a quiet time with horses, with abandonments and things. I think I saw Cheltenham's already off on Friday. Haydock off today. Weather and things. It's never a great time. I don't like betting when they're calling everything off and the ground's pissing wet and heavy. So just bide my time there. We have got, for you good people, there's a little bit of football today. Again, look at the cancellations, particularly in league football, EFL football, number of postponements. I just don't think it's sustainable to go on. Interesting, you've got Ollie saying, let's play the games. Sam Allardyce says, I'm 66, let's have a break. Who knows where it'll all end up. Been horrific, hasn't it? Has genuinely been, when you look back, and I've sent money and things to some people this year. Just horrific what people are going through. It is horrendous. Really bad. Anyway, all you can do, stay safe, and we will get through it. There'll be some light at the end of the tunnel somewhere. Right, what we got? What we got? I'll have upset a few today, and I'll have upset a few about COVID. I'll have upset Liverpool fans. I'll have nobody left. I'll be doing year three all on my own. Right, we have got, I've got some great stuff for you for next year. I've been doing some notes and working on some bits I want to cover. I've got some great stuff. I just need to put it in some sort of order and format for when we resume after next week. I'll be back into full swing. Get the old girl's birthday out the way. 55, flipping it, getting a younger model. If I could get out now, see, I'd be out getting a younger model. I'm like a magnet. Right, I do talk some shit, don't I? Don't I talk some absolute shit? That's the trouble with locking me up in a house all on my own. Right, where are we? I don't even know myself what comes out of my mouth. Right, we've got late goals, a couple of late goal ones for you today. A late goal at Livingston versus Aberdeen. A late goal in the second half, if there hasn't been a goal already, 75 minutes. Then drip lay the whatever the scoreline is. So if it was 1-0, drip lay under 1.5. That's Livingston Aberdeen, as long as there hasn't been a second half goal. And also the same at St Mirren Rangers. I expect there will have been, because Rangers are doing well at the minute. But if Rangers haven't got a second half goal by 70 minutes, then drip lay a second half goal at Rangers. So St Mirren and Rangers, and Livingston Aberdeen, both the same bet. Right, that's it. Nothing else. Let me know what other stories you want to hear. Somebody's asked for the door one again. I'm not sure I should say the door one again. Yeah, let me know, and I will do my best to accommodate you before we get into 2021 and create a whole new list of memories and stories. Have a lovely Wednesday. I am going to be quiet next couple of days. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. Not that that's going to be much, but it's then Sam's birthday, so I'm just I sort of made a commitment to myself that I'm going to spend the couple of days with her, get through her birthday, and then obviously we'll be into weekend football. We'll probably have an idea of what they're going to be doing over the next week, and everything will return back to normal. We'll reintroduce Mindset Mondays. We probably won't be that Monday, but the Monday after, and I'll get all this stuff I want to talk about planned out. And remember what I said yesterday about goals. I saw a good tweet, actually, one that really made me laugh. A guy said, my goal in 2020 was to lose 10 pounds in weight, obviously. Not lose 10 pounds money, lose was to drop my weight by 10 pounds. And he put only 24 pounds to go by Friday. Just tickled me. I thought that was quite amusing. Right. I'm waffling again, aren't I? Waffling to myself. As always, thank you for listening. Have a lovely Wednesday. And I'll be back to wish you New Year's greetings tomorrow. 2021, as I say, we're going to be a while, but it will be better in the long term, I'm sure. And I'll speak to you all tomorrow.